Three of the country's largest U.S. cities now have the worst air quality in the world. Authorities in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and the San Francisco Bay Area are asking people to stay indoors and close all windows as firefighters fight dozens of fires burning. But for thousands of homeless people, finding a place with good air quality is next to impossible. Adama Ezobinim is a volunteer with Mask Oakland, an organization that distributes masks to unsheltered people in the San Francisco Bay Area, a place where the homeless population has doubled in size over the past few years. And Adama, you were out there giving out masks. How are people faring?
So we actually luckily were able to get a large in-kind donation for KN95 masks, and we've been doing a lot of street distribution over the last week. But I think in part there's sort of a mask fatigue, if that makes sense. So folks have been dealing with COVID for nearly half a year at this point, and now compounded with this fire season, it's just been a lot.
You mentioned you've been able to receive masks that are donated. You all started in 2017 when the fires in Napa caused the air quality to drop. But it's really the first time we saw widespread use of N95 masks back then. Now, with COVID-19, as you mentioned, and the PPE shortages, how are you all still getting masks in large quantities?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so when COVID hit largely in the U.S. back in March, we had a stockpile of N95 masks left over. And so we pivoted to distributing to physicians. So a lot of different Kaiser hospitals and even the Women and Infant Care Native American Health Center. But since then, we've been able to connect with a local distributor who's been able to give us a lot of masks at a great rate, and we've been able to get a lot of in-kind donations just in the last few weeks. So those have been largely KN95 masks that we've been able to give out.
You know, moving forward, I'm just thinking about all the things that we have to consider and really be prepared for. How is Mask Oakland preparing for what looks like a really long fire season? And what do you want people to consider?
I think the large overarching points to consider are just that climate change is real. And I want folks to realize that this has long-term impacts, just respiratory impacts on the lungs. And so when folks are outside for prolonged periods of time and they're unable to shelter in place, this is something that does impact folks long-term. As COVID goes on and the economic impacts fall out from that, they're will likely be a surge of more unhoused folks in the area. So anything that we can do on our part, as small as it is distributing masks, we are happy to do. And anything that folks can do to help us is great.
Adama, thank you so much for your time and sharing your work with us.
Thank you so much.